So day two from the convention, day three preview, and you know what's coming? Rafael Cruz. Yes, Rafael Cruz. And by the way, Rafael Cruz right now is speaking. He is. He's holding a rally. He's speaking to delegates in Cleveland. These guys are continuing. These guys are, I'm telling you, my party, okay? My party. Forget Ted, forget Ben, because if when I say my party is officially off the rails, people go, really? You just discovered that after Ben Carson's talking about Lucifer? Listen, put that aside. Come on, it's a Ben Carson. You have Ted Cruz doing a rally. So you have the Republican National Convention going on, and Ted Cruz is doing a rally as if he's still running for president. Imagine next week on the third day of the Democrats' convention, and Bernie Sanders is out there doing a feel the burn rally. Kidding me? Are you kidding me? They're not going to do that. They're really not. I mean, it's just... it's just... Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is the one that's behind all these shenanigans that are going on. Mike Lee, Mr. Magic Underpants, Mr. Utah's Magic Underpants. He's out there trying to force roll call votes and all sorts of bizarre things. I mean, that's Ted Cruz's best friend. That's the guy that did an interview when a week ago, and they said, "Are you going to support Donald Trump?" He goes, "I can't support a man. I can't support a man who says that my best friend's dad was part of the Kennedy assassination. I can't." It's like it's not even high school. That's grammar school stuff. You said something mean about my best friend's dad. You said something mean. So it's Mike Lee. Mike Lee and his band of Mormon misfits running around the convention. And now you got Ted Cruz. Today. Having his own convention outside. He's outside talking to delegates. They really are delusional. Man, they really are delusional. They really are delusional. Cruz and his people really think they are Ronald Reagan. They think they have. They embody Ronald Reagan. And I know it drives Republicans nuts when you compare Trump to Reagan. Oh, they go, "What are you talking about? You can't do..." Wait a minute. Listen, stupid. And I've said this before. You're sitting there thinking of Ronald Reagan as the guy that's in the box right now. I'm not thinking of Ronald Reagan in the box. I'm thinking Ronald Reagan with the monkey on his shoulder. Okay? That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Ronald Reagan with the monkey on his shoulder. Bonzo. That's what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking the Reagan that said, "Gorbachev, tear down this wall." I'm thinking Reagan with the monkey on his shoulder. Reagan, the corporate shill. Reagan, the communist hunter. So Reagan is more like Trump, or Trump is more like Reagan. Ted Cruz, there is absolutely nothing that resembles Reagan whatsoever. And this delusion, and that's what it is, it's a delusion by the Cruz people that his whole path, this whole setup, everything that's going on is Reagan-like. Reagan lost in the convention to a hard-fought battle, only to come back 4 years later and win the presidency. He delivered a speech at the convention for the race that he lost. And many say that speech was the catalyst for him to win the presidency 4 years later. And now if you look at Ted Cruz, he was in a hard-fought battle with Donald Trump. And now he'll deliver a speech, and that speech will be the catalyst for him to win the presidency in 2020 from Hillary Clinton. Delusional. Absolutely delusional. Okay? The Cruz people are absolutely delusional. Plain and simple. People are not going to all of a sudden like Ted Cruz 4 years from now. They're not. They're not going to like Ted Cruz 4 years from now. He's not going to all of a sudden have this personality transplant. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Just not going to happen. So it's just delusional. It really is. And if he doesn't endorse Trump tonight, and he just goes up there and does one of his 20-minute, just that. And I will make sure that every conservative core value will be. If he goes up there and does that for 20 minutes and then goes, and I'm Ted Cruz, it's morning in America, and walks off, it's over. Seriously, it's over. It's over. Well, it's already over for him, but it's over for him in the Senate, like way over. Because if Trump wins, he's gonna torture Ted Cruz. He's gonna torture him, and if Trump loses, the voters are going to torture Ted Cruz. Because Ted Cruz has just been uncooperative. I mean, he really has. He really has. Now, I know. Kasich has been more uncooperative. I know there. But man, Ted Cruz, little prick. So that's what he's doing right now. he's giving a speech to people in the backyard, and Donald Trump is rolling up in his Air Force Trump, where I assume he will meet Pence, because they are showing images of Pence and his family walking to meet Trump. I assume they're going to then walk together to the convention. Or I think they are walking then to a helicopter, the Trump helicopter, where then the helicopter is going to fly them to the convention. Because tonight is Pence's speech. So, something to look forward to. All right, so let's discuss last night's events. Last night's events. Now, the big winner was Christie. The big winner was Christie. And he did something like a... You know what he did? I'm gonna try to keep this clean. I don't want to be vulgar. But here's what he did. He did a breakup sex act. That's what he did. He did a breakup sex act. So you know when you're with a girl, or I don't know, a wife, or a boyfriend, or a husband, and maybe you're separated for many months or many years. I don't know. Pick a time frame. But maybe you have to get your tennis racket that you left at his or her house, or you got to get your French tickler. I don't know. You have to get something. And you kind of give it that one last go around. Maybe she initiates it or you initiate it. Whoever wants to do that, you're going to miss this. You're going to want this. And you wind up having the greatest sex you've ever had. You basically compare it to the first time you had sex in your life. Now, I know for some of us it was very awkward and it was fast, but just imagine that feeling, the orgasmic feelings that you had that you'll never ever have again that are associated with the first time you had sex. Okay? So that sex is over and that person looks at you while you're looking at them going, "Oh my gosh." And they go, "Now you will never, ever have that again." And then they drop the mic or the strap on or drop the nipple clamps or they drop whatever. Whatever. The mask of Thurgood Marshall. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever gets you off. That's what Christie did last night. He wanted to be the VP. He wanted to be the VP. And in 2012, he wanted to run for president. In 2012, the big debate was, will Chris Christie run for president? not Mitt Romney. Will Chris Christie get into the primaries? Here is a Republican governor of a blue state, Jersey, a blue state that loves the Republican governor. And he's straight talking and he's no BS. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And basically, the establishment told Christie, it's not your turn. And he went, wait a minute. And they went, no. It's Mitt's turn. And Christie went, but he ran and he lost. And they go, okay, well, he gets to go again. And Christie went, no, but let's do something fresh. I got the juice. I got the mojo. I got everything right now. I got the buzz. And I could possibly deliver Jersey. I could possibly deliver Jersey. My approval ratings are through the roof. And the establishment went, no, it's not your turn. It's not your turn. It's not your turn. All right, listen, we're going to pause on that for a second. We're going to pause on that for 1 second. Okay? We're going to hold that thought. Hold the thought of where we just left off, all right? Remember, we left off with the analogy of Chris Christie and great sex, okay? Right, you guys? We'll be right back to that. But we have a call online, 2 or 3. I don't know what it is. I got so many calls lit up that I don't take because you guys know I don't take calls. You all know that. But I'm going to take this call. I might regret it because it could just be a rambling mess. But I'm going to do it anyways. We're gonna see what this caller has to say. Well, I know who the caller is. I'm just building it up. All right, hold on. Here we go. Ma.
Hey, Boo. What are you doing?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That there's no BS. That is my mom, legit.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
What?
How are you?
I'm good.
And
you.
Well, thank you. See, everyone? Yay. Someone likes their. Someone's not calling the radio show and yelling at me or saying mean things. See? So what are you doing, Mom? Tell me what you're doing right now.
Right now, I'm sitting in my car in front of where I get my hair done. And I was going to call a little bit earlier, but I found out in New York State you cannot talk and drive or something. You know, you can't hold your phone and drive.
Oh,
so
did you just...
I figured with my luck, I would get caught. So I'm sitting in the parking lot.
Did you just discover that law in New York State?
No, I knew it, but I don't know how to make my car talk on the phone. You know how you can do that? I'm not sure how to do it.
So you don't know how to use that technology in your car, and you don't know how to post pictures on your Facebook.
Well, this is what happened. I had to change my password on my Facebook, and when I did that, now pictures that I took, because I have a beautiful picture of you and Catherine that I wanted to put on my Facebook page, and then a really great one of me and you. And when I go to put it in, it takes it, but then it doesn't show up on Facebook. I don't know where it goes. And then when I go, because it says that Facebook needs my password, and I put it in, it says it doesn't recognize me. So that I'm hoping that when you come, you can fix it.
Well, I'm not a Facebook expert, but I will give it my best try. Catherine is better at Facebook. So,
but I think it's more than that.
What do you mean? What do you, is it, what's more than that? Is it conspiracy? What is it? What's more than that? That was sinister. That was a sinister sound. I think it's more than that.
No, I don't know if there, if I did something wrong or, I mean, I really, I don't know. And even my phone won't let me post, like, you know, that little picture I sent you.
Uh-huh.
I had to take, I took that picture. Because I tried to send it to you from Facebook, but you don't let people post on your wall.
I don't?
No.
Oh, I'm going to have to fix that. I'll have to figure that out.
Yes, that's what it said, because I tried to post that picture on your wall, and it comes up and says that you do not allow people to post on your wall.
Oh. I'll have to fix that. All right. So, did you watch the convention last night? Did you watch the Republican convention last night?
I watched a little bit of it. I did watch Donald Trump's son, Jr., there give his speech.
And did you like his speech? Were you impressed by his speech?
Yeah, I thought it was very good. He is a very well-spoken young man.
So you did not see young Tiffany, Marla Maples' daughter, give her speech?
No, I didn't. I saw about 2 seconds of it. I actually, to be honest with you, I have a guilty pleasure. I like to watch Below the Deck. And I admit I was watching Below the Deck when she was on.
What the hell is Below the
pleasure.
Deck? What is Below the Deck?
It's a reality show.
A reality show.
Don't tell me when I watch it. Tony,
when you're telling everybody right now that listens to the show.
Yeah, but they don't know me.
But they don't know you. They're gonna look. They're gonna go to the Facebook. They're gonna try to find who the lady is, who the mom is.
Don't tell them who the mom is.
Okay, I won't. So, okay, so what is it about? Well, I'll take 2 seconds to know what is Below the Deck about.
It's about the crew on one of those, you know how you can go and rent a yacht and it costs $100,000 a night? It's about
okay.
The crew that work on that yacht and about the passengers that they get. And it really is kind of good. But right now they're in Greece.
Oh.
It's my guilty pleasure, boo.
Okay.
My guilty pleasure.
Okay. All right. That sounds exciting. So that overtook the Republican National Convention. Now, will you watch the Democrats next week? Will you watch the Democrats more than you watch the Republicans?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm not real happy with either party, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
And I think I'm at the point where I really don't want either one of them. So I look at it and I think, if you vote for Hillary, it's like getting shot in the head. And if you vote for Trump, it's like getting your head cut off. So which way do you want to die?
Fascinating. Fascinating.
That's kind of where I'm at, because I, you know, when Trump first came out, I so wanted to believe in him. But when he gets down and starts with this, for me, I find it childish stuff. And when he was mocking people, things like that, it just brought me back to high school and the mean kid. Hillary is she is a liar. And I think Hillary is out for Hillary. And I also feel that the whole thing with her email scandal, she knew about it, 3 years ago? And she kept thinking it was going to go away. It would go away. It wasn't going to go away. And so it has become the forefront of her campaign. So I'm just disappointed in all of them. I think you should have followed your dream and ran for office.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, it is. Okay.
You should have gone into politics. You are very knowledgeable, and I'm not just saying that because I'm your mother. I think you're very knowledgeable. You are entertaining, and I think you would have been a great senator.
Well, thank you very much.
Huh?
Thank you very much. Well, isn't that a nice endorsement from my mom? But you know, Ma, there's mothers that talk highly of their serial killer sons that are in prison. So I mean, I don't know if I can put a lot of weight on that. Like, you know, my mom says I would be, and then someone would say, "Well, Jeffrey Dahmer's parents said he was a cool dude."
Did they?
I think they did. I think they said aside from killing small animals and that type of thing. Okay. Well,
I can truly say that you never killed small animals, and you
never.
Were the sweetest, kindest little boy.
See, look at that, everybody.
You were
the sweetest, kindest little boy. I like that.
And when I was in nursing school, I'm telling one more thing about you. When I was in nursing school and I was doing a project for the poor, you took your own money and you went out and you bought presents for a family that I was taking care of for Christmas. And you went with me and delivered all the things to this family. And you also adopted a family at Thanksgiving. I don't know if you remember that or you don't want people to know that nice part of you, but you are truly a very nice person. What?
No, I'm fine with people. I don't perceive or carry myself as being this evil person. I try to blend a little humor and realism into my show on a daily basis. So I don't remember that, but that's nice. It's good. But I don't.
Well, you did.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
I know. Well, you're older now. It was a long time ago.
Oh.
So you don't remember. But I think you were still in high school when you did it.
Okay. All right.
So, see, you have done some things for public service.
There you go. That's good. See?
It
I'm
is
a man.
Good.
Yeah. All right, so
I'm
how's
proud
the?
Of you.
thank you very much. Thank you. So tell me, what do you have planned for the rest of the day? What's going on in the life of Mrs. Zachary? What's going on?
After I get my hair done, then I am going to go back home, and I'm supposed to meet up with some nurses that I worked with at one of the hospitals here.
Mm.
And that's it. Nothing big is going on in my life. As you
All
know,
right.
You're coming to see me soon.
Yes.
So I have been cleaning and getting ready for you to come.
Oh, I like that. All right.
And
well,
you and Catherine will be staying in your old bedroom.
Oh, okay. That sounds that sounds exciting. All right.
And there are some people that are looking forward to seeing you.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm.
I mean,
that's kind of it.
In closing, I put a message on your Facebook.
I believe I read that.
I like to troll your Facebook now. Every night before I end the night, I just post trolling comments on your Facebook. I find it funny because I know everybody that I troll reads your Facebook. So I think I amuse myself by trolling your Facebook and especially trolling my sister. I find it thoroughly amusing.
Well, I would appreciate it if you don't say anything mean on my Facebook.
I didn't think I said anything mean. I thought they're like, I try to be witty. I try to be funny in with what you're doing, you know, when you're doing your book club and I'm like, somebody send her a book.
Catherine Karen didn't do what she was supposed to do.
Send you a book?
She was supposed to send that girl a book, and she was supposed to post that on her Facebook page. And for every person that was her like, I sent her the instructions.
Okay, I'm going to tell her. When I see her today, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to say, you're supposed to send someone a book. Send them a book. I'm going to tell her.
Because it's like, actually, it's probably like more like a, you know how a chain letter?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like that. And she broke the chain.
Oh, geez. I'm going to, that's wrong. I'm going to tell her she broke the chain. She has Snapchat now. She just got into Snapchat where she makes goofy pictures of herself, and that's what she does now. Like, that's her favorite thing. So I'll come around the corner and she's in the bathroom making her face look like an alien. And then she sends it out. Like, that's her guilty pleasure now. Snapchat.
Well,
faces.
I don't know how Snapchat works. So I'll have her show me when she comes.
Yeah. Oh, she'll show you. You'll be doing Snapchats. All right. Listen to me, mother.
All right. Yes.
I'm going. It was fascinating to talk to you. This will be the highest rated segment of the show when my mom calls in and we talk about Facebook, Snapchat, and being shot in the head or having your head cut off is the choice of voting
for
Trump.
So your choice of how to vote. For who you're going to vote for. You just have to decide which way you want to die.
Which way you want to die. And you don't know yet. You don't know which way you want to die. You got 5 months to figure out which way you want to die.
I know. I'm just disappointed in everybody. So, you know, what I am looking forward to are the debates.
Yeah, that's going to be a trend. And, Mom,
that
you know what?
That's going to be good. What the?
And you're going to have to. And even though we say it now, we're going to have to put a moratorium on politics when I come out there, because I know I'm going to be in a lion's den of a bunch of liberals and they're going to try to gang up on me.
Well, your brother's a Republican.
Yeah, but he doesn't talk much. He doesn't talk about politics, really. I don't know what he talks about. Beer, I don't know.
Well, you know what? I've never really got into a discussion with politics with anybody but you.
Oh, geez. But I could just imagine Cindy. I got to imagine Cindy. I'm going to see Cindy. She's going to be there with her girlfriend. And I got to imagine her girlfriend is like Bernie Sanders reincarnated.
Oh, she is. She is. You're right. Now, you're going to have to behave yourself.
I will behave myself.
And you'll be nice to them.
I'll be nice to them. I'm nice to everybody.
Or I'm going to buy you a pink shirt.
No. Maybe. I'll wear a rainbow shirt. Maybe I'll wear a rainbow shirt. I'll do a rainbow.
We'll have
a good time.
Love you, Boomer.
All right, I love you, and I will talk to you. I will talk to you later. Be good. Go get your hair done.
I'm gonna call you tomorrow.
All right,
call
me
tomorrow. I'm gonna call you tomorrow.
All right,
okay.
Prepare some stuff. Prepare some topics you could talk about besides below the deck. All right. All right.
Bye.
All right, goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, there you go, guys. That's my mom. She's crazy. That's my mom. She's crazy. And she's calling from Rochester, New York. All right, we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're back with Christy. And the analogies. I just don't want to get back into sex after I just got the